Today's The World Around Us will be presented in Tagalog and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, and Thai. Pagbati mga masugid na manonood at masayang pagtanggap sa ang mundo sa paligid natin. Halina't makilakbay sa magandang bansa ng Pilipinas. Tahanan sa higit 90,000 tao. Sa mga mamamayan na ito, 76 na milyon ay Romano Katoliko. Sa katunayan, ang Pilipinas ay pangatlo sa pinakamalaking Katolikong bansa sa buong mundo, sunod sa Brazil at Mexico. Mayroong di mabilang ng mga katedral at simbahan sa palibot ng mga isla. Ngayon, ating bisitahin ang isa sa lumang tahanan ng pananampalataya ng bansa. Ang Katedral ng San Sebastian sa siyudad ng Bacolod ay kilala bilang siyudad ng Manila. Ito ang pinakamalaking simbahan sa sentro ng probinsya ng Negros Occidental. Ikinararangal namin na makausap ang direktor ng katedral, si Padre Felix E. Taskin.
Our viewers of Supreme Master Television, I am Father Felix P. Taskin. I am director of the San Sebastian Cathedral in the city of Bacolod in the Philippines. I am here assigned by my Bishop Vicente M. Navarra in this old cathedral of San Sebastian, the seat of the Diocese of Bacolod. San Sebastian was a Roman soldier, and he was a soldier during the time when there was a strong paganism in Rome. But then, at heart, he was a Christian. And then there were those who were imprisoned because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And San Sebastian, being a soldier, was close to those prisoners. And what he did was to encourage them to remain steadfast in their faith, until eventually he was discovered by the emperor that he was a Christian himself. And he was arrested and he was put to death. And he died for his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a martyr. The presence of San Sebastian as our patron saint is an inspiration for us to remain steadfast in our faith. His presence is intended to strengthen us in our faith, especially to live for Jesus Christ and even to die for Jesus Christ. The San Sebastian Cathedral is the first stone building in the island of Negros. It was started to be constructed in 1876. And the priest responsible for the construction of this cathedral was a Recoleto missionary, a Spaniard, by the name of Father Mauricio Ferrero. And very significantly, Father Ferrero stayed here as the parish priest of Bacolod, and he was the one who laid out the plan for the town or the city of Bacolod, where the streets are to be constructed, where the market is to be placed, where the highways are to be done, where the schools are to be located. He was an urban planner, Father Ferrero. And in recognition of what he did, last year, the City Council of Bacolod passed a resolution which was signed by the mayor into an ordinance naming a street here in Bacolod after Father Mauricio Ferrero, in grateful recognition of what he did, which was first of all to construct this cathedral.
Ang cathedral ang sentro kung saan ang siyudad ng Bacolod ay binuo. Ito ay dinisenyo sa estilong Romanesque na inilalarawan ng pabilog na arko, masining na arko, hawak ng mga halik, at dalawang malaking tore. Sa loob ay isang estatwa ni Jesucristo na may banayad na ekspresyon. Sa principal na altar ng katedral ay parang buhay na estatwa ni San Sebastian. Ito ay isa sa pinakabagong karagdagan sa Lusano, isang lumang simbahan na patuloy na may nadadagdag na bago sa paglipas ng dekada. Pero ang pangunahing Romanesque na estilong architectural ay nananatili.
Romanesque combined with the Baroque style. But it is a combination, it is a mix, no? And then we want to show you the interiors of the cathedral and the altar and the cathedral of the bishop are new. We had them made for the Diamond Jubilee in the year 2008. So, this is the interior of our cathedral, and then we hope that you will be able to appreciate the art and the architecture, also the exterior of the cathedral. Below the tower is a restored baptistry. That is where children are baptized.
Oh, yes.
In the olden times. Now, during the modern times, we baptize the children near the altar. But then the proper place for baptism is in a place near the entrance of the church, because baptism is a sacrament of initiation. The child is initiated into the family of the church. So he is accepted at a place near the entrance of the cathedral. So you can see there the restored baptistry. We have here at the side walls of the cathedral, stained glass. Now we are planning to have it repaired. So that is a stained glass art depicting the different mysteries of the Holy Rosary. This is the picture of the Pope John Paul II Tower. It is the highest edifice in the city of Bacolod and the island of Negros Occidental. This was inaugurated last 18th of February 2010. And the one who came to bless this John Paul II Tower is the Papal Nuncio to the Philippines, as invited by Bishop Vicente M. Navarra. This is a building that was wholly funded by only one person, Attorney Simplicio Palanca. He owns the reclamation area. I visited him one day in 2008 to remind him that the Pope visited here in 1981 and we need to have a marker. So he said yes, and his plan was beyond our expectation. He built this tower, and he donated it to the Diocese of Bacolod. We have here a mannequin of Pope John Paul II, and it is wearing an alb or a vestment that came from Krakow in Poland. Bishop Navarra wrote the Archbishop Cardinal of Poland to tell him of this project, and Bishop Navarra asked for personal effects or memorabilia of John Paul II.
Si Padre Felix ay nagsasagawa ng misa madalas sa malaking kongregasyon ng mamamayang Pilipino. Bata at matanda, Sila ay pumupunta at nagpapatatag ng kanilang pananampalataya sa Diyos.
It is the Mother Church in the Diocese of Bacolod. And you could see people flocking here Sunday after Sunday. It is overflowing with people. And there you could see people fervently praying to God through the intercession of San Sebastian. And we can see that this is a place where people come to pray. For some, it is to have a peace of mind, knowing that they are in the hands of God, that the Lord will not abandon them. For others, they have come here because of their problems, emotional problems, relational problems, financial problems. But they find solace in coming to the cathedral to pray and to attend the Mass. And then this place is also the center of many other social activities where we educate the people as to their human dignity, as to their rights, and above all, we tell the people of who they are as children of God. We celebrate the Feast of San Sebastian on January 20 every year because according to the records, that is the day that he died. So we celebrate that here every January 20. And before the actual feast on January 20, there are 9 days preceding it where we have the traditional novenario in honor of San Sebastian. And usually what we do here is we invite different priests in the entire Diocese of Bacolod to be the main celebrant during this 9-day. Aside from the traditional liturgical activities that we have also other social activities which are usually done during fiestas here in the Philippines. In the year 2008, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of the Diocese of Bacolod. We call it the Diamond Anniversary. And then what we did was to repair, to renovate, to repaint the cathedral in order for the cathedral to be ready for that big event, the Diamond Jubilee of the Diocese of Bacolod, which we celebrated in October of 2008. And we have a special guest, the Papal Nuncio to the Philippines, His Grace Edward Joseph Adams. He is the representative of the Holy Father who came over for that historic event in the life of the Diocese of Bacolod.
Ang Katedral ng San Sebastian ay kandungan ng mamamayang Pilipino at simbolo ng kanilang matinding pananampalataya na bumubuo sa kanilang araw-araw ng buhay.
Good morning. In the Philippine setting, if we have a new car, like here, our provincial tourism office just had a new car, so we usually have it blessed either by a priest or a pastor. So now we have here Father Felix Pasquin of San Sebastian Cathedral. So we ask him to bless the car before we use it and go around the province, which we will do.
Upang tapusin ang programa sa araw na ito, si Padre Felix ay ipinarating ang mensahe sa manonood ng Supreme Master Television sa buong mundo.
To our viewers of Supreme Master Television, our message is, God loves you. Always be convinced of that. Have faith in God. Strengthen your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is with us. Do not be afraid. God love you. God bless you all.
aming pinasasalamatan ang maghiliw na si Padre Felix sa kanyang mapagmahal na pagpapakilala sa Katedral ng San Sebastian at sa kanyang dedikasyon sa pagtulong sa pangkaluluwang paglago ng kanyang mga tao. Naway pagpalain ng Diyos ang espesyal na katedral at ang kanyang maraming mananampalataya pati na sa lahat ng banal na tao ng Pilipinas. Salamat sa inyong pagdalo sa Ang Mundo sa Paligid Natin. Susunod ay ang mga salita ng karunungan pagkatapos ng kapuri-puring mga balita dito sa Supreme Master Television. Naway ang makalangit na pag-ibig at liwanag ay panumbalikin ang inyong espiritu. Thank you for joining us on the world around us. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here in Supreme Master Television. May heaven's love and light renew your spirit.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.